The following trailer is approved for all audiences. 1960s America.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal.
A world on the brink of change.
Before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
New threats abound.
You got lady terrorists. Their biological agents are in their fingernails.
I got gay terrorism! Gay terrorism!
First, treacherous dolphin spy.
A space race underway.
That's Sputnik shit.
One team of scientists created the ultimate plan.
An apes in space.
Is it chimpanzee astronauts?
Orangutans in orbit.
A plan to create heroes.
Monkeys on the moon.
Chimpanzees at sea.
Moon monkeys.
Yeah,
we're all looking for apes in space.
Yeah. Yo, anyone say apes in space in this motherfucker?
They would face harassment for being different.
Put tape on his ass, rip it off, man.
Shut the fuck up.
But they would change the world.
They're more than meets the eye, man.
And become legends. This summer.
It's an unrecognized group of American heroes who got their start in the jungles of Africa, snatched from their homes.
Get ready for one of the most amazing true stories of all time.
And dragged to this country, learning how to reach for the stars. They were first equipped with rockets and sent out there with Lord knows what they could do.
Apes in Space.
Apes in Space.
Rated R.
Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
I'd watch the shit out of that movie.
Just like a really hardcore story about what happened to those poor souls.
Those poor, poor monkeys.
It's like starring...
After Lou smacked one.
Right.
Like, shut the fuck up, man.
Starring like Michael Clark. Oh, he's dead. No, I can't.
Why'd you go to him?
He'd be my first person to cast in a gorilla movie. Like,
oh, no.
Oh, man. He did play a gorilla in Planet of the Apes.
Man, he's already got that experience.
Okay.
Who'd you draft? Who'd you cast? Marky Mark?
Well, I guess the guy who's almost Michael Clark Duncan, Vin Rames.
This is true, Vin Rames?
Oh, mm-hmm. Older Michael Clark Duncan.
He's an edgier. Well, this is rated R. So yeah. He's edgier Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
He's also alive Michael Clark Duncan.
Anyway, let's get on track. I'm back. Thank you guys for holding down the fort last week. Mm-hmm. It was a very funny show.
It was an awesome intro, man.
I was laughing my ass off that, so I had... being homesick gave me a lot of time to put that stupid thing together. Anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Hey, what's up, man?
And there's Lou.
That's right. It's the funniest, the most handsome nigga around.
Is this your new intro? You running with this?
No. Weren't you Louis Tecante Figueroa?
No, I don't know what that
DJ
means.
DJ Gumdrop Buttons.
DJ Gumdrop Buttons.
Anyway, we're doing our, part two of our year wrap-up.
That's right.
It is New Year's Day as we record this. Mm-hmm. Happy Hangover Day.
Yeah, man. I didn't get too hungover from last night.
Oh, I'm in pain right now.
Drinking less. Just had a stogie. Good night.
I'm like shaky. I drank like a whole bottle of bourbon.
Oh, the brown, man? That's a rough drunk.
I was being force-fed.
I drank one glass of champagne last night to toast, and it's still like, I woke up this morning, the first thing I tasted in my mouth was champagne. I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Not a big champagne fan myself.
My body's losing the taste for like anything but just beer. Like, I don't know, just like hard alcohols in me at this point are like just not friends. Every time I drink it, it's like, yo, you shouldn't have drank that. But
I always regret it the next day, but I keep going back for more.
I mean, I do like good scotch, it's nice, and whiskey, but...
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, New Year's. Mm-hmm. I think we covered that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Want to play a clip?
Let's play the clips.
Let's get right into it.
Let's play the clips. Should I do the theme song again, or just jump into it?
Do the theme song.
That theme song was amazing. Poor Ken.
You should.
All getting into it. We're gonna play some clips, and they're gonna be funny as fucking here right now. And as you see, Kenny got the fuck out. I told him. I laughed too quickly. Kenny got the fuck out when I told him I was gonna slap him with a big fucking rock now. I don't know. Freestyles is not my forte.
You should have been here last week to see, like, Lou just spitting all that hot fire. It was just a lot of hate. And Kenny's sitting there, and like, he's not like going from Kenny to me to Dan. It's just like, and it's not even jokes. It's just like, fuck you, Kenny. Yeah, you piece of shit, beady-eyed potato head motherfucker.
I told him to take verse 2, though, but he didn't want to throw it down.
Oh, well, he caught him off guard with this one.
He sounded legit upset.
He was, I mean, like, yo, you get caught off guard, man. People are just like attacking you.
Don't worry, man. Everyone's going to catch some.
DJ Gumdrop Buttons.
DJ Gumdrop Buttons.
On the ones and twos.
You gotta create the beat, man.
One of these days, we're gonna have to intervene on your ass. When you get a little too high.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a special meeting. Everyone's gonna pre-write notes.
We'll do an intervention.
Yeah. We love you, but you need to get help.
Your love of Funyuns and yeah. Kool-Aid.
Seek help today, Brian. All right.
So what you got?
I think we ended on Schindler's List last time, right? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I didn't really listen to the episode this week. I didn't have work.
All right. So this clip is called Dan Sucks. Let's see what it's all about.
Back to Chicago. Remember when we were making fun of Batman, like how he finds his criminals, like Riddlers, Enigma?
Yeah, I remember that. You guys stole my shit.
I didn't see
you. No, I don't care.
Well, this guy is definitely named for the crime of which he committed. He has recently been acquitted of animal cruelty charges after he posted a video of himself blowing marijuana smoke into a chameleon's mouth. His name? Bruce Blunt.
What about the chameleon?
Richard Blunt.
Dick Blunt.
Bruce Blunt is a tie-in to the Batman, so, which I like.
Well, Bruce.
Bruce.
Super obvious last name. Yeah. Judge said his behavior was uncalled for and immature, but they ended up letting him go.
Great.
Slow news.
For some reason when Dan's here, you guys all clam up.
Well, what are you talking about? Where were we supposed to go with that one?
Right.
That's what I rely on you for.
Yeah.
I just read the fucking things.
You're reading away, genius? Come on, stop it.
He was blowing weed in a chameleon's mouth.
How am I getting shit? You sent me the story.
It was a good story. These guys just didn't come up with anything. You guys suck.
Yeah.
You didn't come up with anything.
Oh, bow down to Lou.
This guy was like,
yeah. The champion of the last second. Like,
yeah. This story sucks. Fuck
the two
story.
Dudes who got to bounce off judging Boulder Dash because neither of them can rub a point together to get make a fire.
This nigga who's so imploded.
I gave up on top like Seinfeld.
Exactly. You're a fucking quitter.
Yeah. Alright, so what's up next?
Well, that's all going the wayside.
No. I think it's all getting kept. Oh man, that motherfucker's a troublemaker, man.
He's an instigator.
Yeah, I'm surprised last week wasn't even more heated.
You know, I've said this a million times though. He's gonna be at home listening to it, being like, these motherfuckers can't keep my name out of their mouths.
I was even listening to that clip, I was like, it's a bad news story.
I was like, why did you cut this?
Why'd you pick this
yeah,
one?
Like, this is not even remotely funny or cool. And then it was like, oh, we all fought with each other at the end. Okay, that's why.
But, I mean, if you didn't hear the story, I don't think you would really get why we were just
yeah, no. I agree with you.
No,
now.
It paid off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a payoff at the end. Yeah. Slow burn, man.
Dan actually behaved himself last week pretty
yeah,
well.
Yeah, wasn't that bad. Pretty reserved for Dan. For Dan.
So, yeah, listen to A-Squad when it comes back, yeah. Under whatever name he chooses. What is it?
I mean, I think it's Play 10 Box, but, I mean, I don't know.
We'll get that confirmed.
It changes, you know, whether, it just changes a lot. I have no idea. But it's going to be an awesome show regardless, so listen to it.
All right. This next one apparently is about Brian, how he loves movies. Brian strikes me as the kind of guy who really loves it when they use like the title of the film in the film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, like, I see. They are white chicks.
That's the line. They said Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. 4 stars. Right. He was Mad Max.
They are the other guys.
That movie sucked. They didn't call him Citizen Kane once. But those were a hell of a Star Wars.
This movie had. Should be called Red Rum. What the fuck?
You mean Rosebud?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
Shining.
Yeah, The Shining.
But they say the word Shining in it, don't they?
I'm just saying Red Rum is way more prominent in that movie. It's a word. Yes. He spelled it on the goddamn wall for you.
Whew.
All right, Lou.
What are your latest favorite movies, man?
My latest favorite movies?
Yeah.
I just saw The Hateful Eight. That was awesome.
Do they say it in
Not
the movie?
Not once do they call them The Hateful Eight.
Oh, no.
In fact, there's 9 of them, but who's counting?
Do they use the word hateful?
Not once, I don't think.
Shit.
There
was and a lot you still
of,
loved I mean, it?
It was like 3 hours. There was a lot of words, and they may have.
Okay.
That's a good fucking movie.
I mean, I just saw that Sicario movie, and...
Sicario?
Sicario, that's what it was. Sorry.
Sicario's a System of a Down song.
Yeah, it's a song. But I don't remember them saying the movie. It was pretty intense, though. I liked it.
No, I think they... That was a great movie, and I'm pretty sure they did say it one time.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like at the end, he's like, he was Cigaro. Oh, sorry, he was like, Sicario. No, actually, no, you're right. It was right at the beginning. They were like, Sicario is, it's like, was it the Mexican word for hitman or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All
right. Like, I liked in Pulp Fiction. They got that shit out right out of the way right at the beginning. It was like, Pulp Fiction, and then they said Pulp Fiction, and then the definition. Was like, mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Good start here.
Were the bastards ever referred to as Inglorious in the movie?
I don't think they were, actually.
She's dropping the ball.
I'm pretty sure, though, that she did say she was going to kill Bill.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Jackie Brown was that bitch's name, so they definitely had to use that. Reservoir Dogs? They never called them Reservoir Dogs in that.
No.
No, that's a weird name when you think about it.
That's why it's not Tarantino's best.
That was a really good
It's
movie
up there.
It's one of the better ones he's done, probably.
They said Django a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
But at no point.
I really like it.
They never said Django Unchained.
Mm. Ball dropped.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Quentin?
He is
But he
unchained.
Does. They do play the Django song as he's getting unchained.
That's true.
Django.
Dingo.
And he's throwing off the blanket like a badass. Yeah, yeah.
Movie was great. Just all around good.
See, Hateful Eight. That's the takeaway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Apparently, this month was a Dan heavy month. And
October.
He was hot fire 1 week, and the next, not so much.
Giving out links and stuff.
Yeah. And play our ad, you fucking asshole.
What do you want to play?
We got a great ad, and also I'm coming up with a new one.
Your ad?
Ad, our promo.
I heard your ad.
Play it, fucker.
Oh, I'm going to play it.
On your new show, whenever that comes out.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
So you made your commercial.
This!
Anyway.
Stepped off, have a few beers, stretch our legs a little.
That's the middle.
Why the fuck do we want you to play that?
I don't know.
All right. So.
It sounds weird.
Everyone shut
Get
up.
A speech or.
Like, shut the fuck up. That sounded better than your fucking thing. Your power ballad, like. Rise like Phoenix. I'm the one cutting it.
Don't tell him what he cut. He's the cutter.
It's a whole bunch of lewd jokes followed by Dan's like, ooh, ah.
Lou, smoke that.
Exactly.
You know, I seriously considered, like, after last week, like, I should re-record all my balderdash. It'd just be the funniest shit ever. Big laughs. Maybe some claps, some
applause,
yeah.
Big audience.
Just sound like you're on NBC.
I'm gonna win every week.
Oh, you go, Lou. Right. Just like.
All right. Apparently, that same episode, Pete caught a lot of hate. Let's see what that's about. Demonizing, but she is known for, you know,
button down
being a lesbian.
Just like your outfit. I'm not trying to knock you. Is
pretty much
motherfucker. You worn that same T-shirt for 4 podcasts in a row.
Yes, yes.
And yo, the tide has turned on you, Lou.
We seriously doubt that there's been a change between.
You're trying to like say you're not Ellen like, but
I mean, all you're really missing now are the Chuck Taylors.
Yeah,
and a show,
and a show,
and a dance moves,
popularity,
and a successful career,
yeah.
Hair,
and Anne Heche.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Who cares? Oh, Portia de Rossi, bitch. What?
Right, the rest of development nice. Broad.
I don't know why I know her like sexual, like partners like that.
Well, it's the Arrested Development chick, right?
True. Yes.
I would say Ellen Page more would be Berg style, right? No,
it's like she's in a lot of movies. Juno? It's like she's in a lot of movies, but could you really name them all? Like,
right.
No.
Heck.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
My bad. Alright, so what's going on?
Where were we?
Yeah, what the fuck is the question?
This game is supposed to make us all turn on each other.
Worst lover. Lover. Who's up? Pete?
Well, I said you're Pete. Up. Pete said me. It's really Lou gets to choose the winner.
Alright, the worst lover.
Why can't Lou go first in these questions?
I'm gonna say, sorry, Pete. It's sorry. Gotta be you. Not because of your performance, but you're probably like, you know,
I'm so awesome.
Let's make love next to the the novel of what's his name from The Talking Dead.
Oh yeah.
Let's make the Hardwick next to the Chris Hardwick poster.
Right. Above my mentor. No one wants to get plowed by a guy with a Chris Hardwick ab tattoo.
Wear this Chris Hardwick mask.
Is that Chris Hardwick? Fucking... Is that Chris Hardwick on that fucking Jenny McCarthy show?
Yeah, what was that show? Singled Out.
Singled Out? That's a Singled Out Hardwick? No!
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was a long clip.
That's a long one.
Pete appreciates comedy, but not the Hardwick.
You still, you still like the Hardwick?
I like his podcast. I watch Talking Dead.
You know what?
This guy sucks, man.
He is... He needs to stop trying to be funny.
Yeah, I can agree on that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like he's like who's that guy from The Soup?
Joel McHale.
Like he's Joel McHale before he took the Mario mushroom or something like that. It's like skinny ties and suits. That's my thing too. Sitting in front of a blue screen.
All right, I'm pretty sure that during the holidays, when everything else is closed, a lot of people get Chinese food. Let's listen about Dong's Chinese food.
Owner Jesse Dong.
Yeah!
That's why I got this story. That's why you picked it out.
Jesse Dong, how do you not? Whenever she asked her kids what they wanted to eat for dinner, they said, I don't know, and then they'd end up getting Chinese takeout. Hence, this super creative restaurant name.
You know, missed opportunities where they get a name like Jesse Dong.
Yeah. Dong's Chinese food.
Yeah.
Hanging Dong.
Big Dong's Pleasure Palace.
Imperial Dong.
Imperial Dong.
Yeah, dude.
Man. You got another one?
Lotus Dong.
Big Dong Shlong.
Dong Wok.
Shaolin versus Dong.
Wang Dong
Sen. Wang Dong.
Into the 36 Dongs.
Dong on Chin.
The Dong Connection.
Dong Kingdom.
Ding Dongs.
Bondongku. Pacific Dong.
Well,
it's a kaiju movie, I get it. Okay.
Pacific Dong. Alright, let's do another story out of...
Dongzilla versus Mothra.
How do we leave out Dongzilla? Jesus, thank you, Lou. Thank God you're here, Lou. We almost went on.
He opened the door to kaiju movies, so...
We almost went on with that time, so...
I was sure there was going to be something about pee-pee in their coat, but... I guess not.
It was impressive we went that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were spitballing there, but pee-pee in your coat is an old classic. I'm trying to come up with new ideas.
You got to warn people. Just today, I told somebody...
Well, don't get the coke.
Yeah, you know what they do to it.
Yeah, they were like, you guys want to get Chinese food? I'm like, all right, just no Coke. So you better watch it.
We doing Pepsi? Brand loyal?
All right. This next clip, we're making fun of Gandalf, making fun of Jews. It's got to be great.
It's got to be great. SFPA is the Science Fiction Poetry Association.
Why would you want to write poetry?
All three guys in that association.
Right.
Danger.
Like,
Danger, Will Robinson.
I think at least one of them is here.
Like, lasers are red. The TARDIS is blue.
Your father's Darth Vader, and I like Doctor Who.
We did it. Sign me up.
Took everything in my being to not throw out a Jew reference.
Did the Jews love science fiction like that?
Notoriously.
The Jews do?
I don't know anything about it. He's making up stereotypes at this point.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I'll go with that.
No, the rhyme. It was not a stereotype. It was a rhyme.
And Gandalf's a Jew.
Very cheap. Stingy with magic.
That's why he never does the spells.
That's why he only calls those eagles once a movie.
Yeah. You know how much that costs?
Gandalf, get us out of this mess. I'm sorry, Frodo.
Nah, you can.
But you haven't paid your deductible yet. Yeah.
This is a
you can slap it to Mordor. What do you need?
Scatterfrass, too fast.
Are you sure you want to melt that ring? And not
I'd offer you good money for that ring.
Yeah. I got a guy who could put a diamond. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Jewish Gandalf would have changed the series for better, I feel. All the schlepping, why?
40 years in the desert and now this?
We schlep over here and then we schlep over there.
Oh, that was great.
Somebody's got Photoshop Gandalf with those curls.
Way ahead of you.
You did?
I already did it.
You did?
He's got like the big fucking hat, the big curls.
Where can I find this?
Twitter.
All right.
Look at our photos. Back when we were doing the videos for a minute. I got a bunch of pictures up there. I got,
My favorite part of any of those YouTube videos you did was the Patrick Swayze one, where he was Ghost. It was, like, one of the first couple ones you did.
Who was Ghost?
No, you did the little pictures, and we were telling a story about Patrick Swayze and Ghost, and you had, like, Patrick Swayze as Ghost there, and it was just, like, super funny.
I miss those YouTube.
They're still up there.
Yeah.
You can always watch those. Some of our best ones.
Mm-hmm. I would suggest people do that.
All right.
What's next?
We're talking about snake charmers. This one in particular loves the, you know, top 40 hits.
Who is Sridhar Shalal? All
right, then Sridhar Shalal is a fucking world-famous snake charmer who plays nothing but top 40 pop hits on his flute.
Do you all want to hear Katy Perry's Fireworks?
How do the snakes feel about that?
I can do Miley Cyrus.
They bop to it, man.
He must get bit.
They're very particular about their hits.
Yeah. I came in like a wrecking ball. Oh, fuck!
That one was going to kill me.
That's a cobra!
Oh, man. Whew, that was a good clip. I want to see somebody try that. I mean, essentially that's saying, I want to see somebody get bit.
You want to see somebody get bit by a snake.
Well, if it's a boa constrictor, it's not so bad.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like spitting cobras. When
was the last time you saw a snake charmer with a boa constrictor?
He's going to need a big fucking basket.
Well, I mean, he's poor, so they don't have boa constrictors over there.
Ironically, now you just play Anaconda for it.
My Anaconda don't want... That would be great. I would pay money to see a snake charmer mess with Anaconda playing Anaconda when those are like, meow, 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 like
it's so meta. Mm-hmm. It's like Inception. There are levels within levels.
And I want the snake not to just wiggle back and forth. I want it to like pop and lock.
You want it to twerk a little.
Yeah.
Somebody get on that too.
Yeah.
Twerking snakes.
Make the face look like Minaj.
Probably easy enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. After all that plastic surgery, right?
Exactly.
All right.
What you got?
This next part. Brian's worst enemy. Can you guess? Yeah.
Himself when he's high?
No. Stephen Hawking.
Oh!
Yeah.
I forgot about the blood feud.
Trying to dispute every...
I want Stephen Hawking at the Rumble in a steel cage. Mano y mano.
Gotta finish this.
All right. That guy's going to show up with a Mexican, man.
I'm not trying to prove him wrong. Trying to prove myself.
Yes. Man versus machine. Yeah. You probably would show up in like a fucking full rig, like in at the end of Aliens.
Oh, like yeah. Something like that?
Yeah.
So unplug it.
It's easy like that.
It's like, oh, Brian's running late. You gotta, can you wait 20 minutes? Like, no, I only got juice for, you know, for 15, man. This is incredible amount of power going through this mech suit.
All right, play the clip.
All right, man. So, what's up next?
Are you disabled?
No, I'm good.
Sexless?
Yeah. What by choice?
If you're one of those things, or both, head on down to Toronto this summer, where you can join a party called Deliciously Disabled.
So, I'm going to guess that that genius fuck is going to be there in the wheelchair, right? Stephen
Hawking. You see that movie about him? That guy laid pipe.
Yeah. There's a lot of people got paid a lot of money to say he laid pipe.
Yeah.
That guy's not laying any pipe.
Even he's if sitting he did. There like...
He left his wife for his nurse and shit.
He's sitting there stationary throwing up gang symbols, bro. Like he's not moving. You think he's laying pipe?
Let me put it in your black hole.
unplugged it and then just like, you know, whatever, walk away for a while.
Somebody has to have played a prank on him where they like replaced his computer voice with funny voices.
Dude, if I was taking care of him, I would constantly lay him out in bed and then fart on him. you can't say shit about it.
You know, he's like the smartest man in the world. Show some respect.
Well, why is he so smart?
Because he's super smart. Yeah.
What'd he do exactly that's so smart?
Astrophysics.
What'd that lead to exactly?
I'm not well versed on my astrophysics.
Nothing you can fucking think of?
But I did try to read his book.
He's smart like
way
the
over
Loch-
my head.
He's smart like the Loch Ness monsters, like real. It's like everyone heard of it, but who really saw it? Like, you know?
Spoken like a true dumb guy.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, everyone says that guy's smart, but who said it? Who's seen that?
He ain't got no legs. Can't move.
Oh, yeah. I'm smart. I'm sorry. Have you read The Theory of Everything or any of those books he ever made?
I tried
to. You assume he's smart because people told you he's smart, you fucking dick.
I tried to read his book. It was way over my head. I couldn't even.
It was hot, boring, and it didn't make any sense to you. And you were like, all right.
I got three chapters into that thing. I was like, I don't know what this
means. One, I'm going to call him out right now. He didn't even pick up that book. All right, he was just like, Stephen Hawking, definitely not in my area. This is going to be boring.
I tried to read it, too. I was like, man, this isn't keeping me at all.
It's because you can't follow it.
I've watched, like, History Channel.
You have to have taken a lot of college courses to really understand what the hell he's talking
about. I watch a lot of Discovery Channel things about, space and stuff with him in it. I get taken out of it every time he's like, black holes are blah, 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 blah. I'm like, get this robot out of here and just get someone else to read it. Like, I don't really need him to be there. Like,
Get Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's got some screen presence.
All you have to do is put him there, all crippled up, and just have James Earl Jones say it, or like that girl who was in the Hidden Valley Ranch commercials.
I say Morgan Freeman.
Or Morgan Freeman. Someone with a nice, crisp voice.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Hidden Valley. I'm still on that thing.
Okay,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Do you remember back in the day the Hidden Valley Ranch commercials with that the girl from Back to School? Remember she was dating, I'm like, who's the comedian Back to School?
Rodney
Dangerfield. Remember she was like getting with him in that movie? That's the best way I can explain that lady. She used to do all these Hidden Valley Ranch courses. She has a very nice voice.
Get the Bluebell Cheese lady.
Get the Pepperidge Farm guy.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Oh yeah, get the Micro Machines dude. Who cares?
That'd be awesome. Yeah, you can't do that book in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, just have someone with a nice voice. I don't need to hear a robot say it.
Let's do a story more up Brian's alley.
Here. A rundown for that story. Smarts? Who needs them?
No smart can he be?
No, he can't walk. I'm getting mocked here, but how has Stephen Hawking improved your life even a little bit? Yeah. You say he's super smart. Have you seen him do anything smart?
I'm sure he's improved in ways personally, beyond...
No, but I'm sure he contributed to the scientific
community.
Did he
invent anything?
Scientific understanding.
Yeah.
He came up with theories that could be disproved, so technically he's not right.
He disproved a lot of theories.
All right. Technically he hasn't done anything but disprove things. So really he hasn't helped out anybody.
The scientific community, man.
And they're doing what exactly?
You know who's a genius? That Orville Redenbacher. He did shit. I enjoy his product regularly.
Who else is a genius?
Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
No. You know who's a genius?
I enjoy
Mr. Entenmann.
No. That guy's
fucking brilliant.
That guy's talking.
Samuel Adams.
That guy's talking about black holes while, like real capable people, able people, are making robots that are going into these.
So let's really sum this up. Fuck the cripples.
Does his dick work? Then Forget about him.
Robot voice, limp dick, fuck.
Oh, man.
Mr. Entenmann.
Papa John's a fucking genius.
Papa John.
Oh, man, you have just got this fucking vendetta.
Yeah, the rage in your voice.
He didn't invent or do anything, really. He just came up with some...
But why do you hate so much?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. Everyone's on this guy's dick over what, though? Like, if I ask you, why do you respect Stephen Hawking, you couldn't say anything other than he... Theories of... His theories,
wrong guy.
Man. I know, that's why I stopped myself. His theories of...
His E's, his M's, and his squares.
Yeah. But like...
Oh no, that poster like, where he's sticking his tongue out.
Yeah. All right, so tell me exactly what he's done. Just please. His theories that he's proven or disproven, the things that he's made. Other than the fact that he left his wife for his nurse, what can you tell me
that Baller he's... move.
Baller move. While he was in the chair.
He should be...
With the speaking spell.
Yeah.
That's the dickest move of all time. That saint of a woman dealt with your fucking lifeless body for 30 years. And I guess, you know, that he gave her a break. He
According like, to the movie, she was banging around, too.
She definitely should have been. She should, the second she's like, you know, he started coming down for real with that, like, look, I thought you were going to die in the 60s. I didn't sign up for this. See ya. Why don't you examine the theory of me leaving, bro. Like, fucking.
That's not a theory. That's a fact.
Sure. But neither of you right now can tell me what he's done.
Black holes.
He didn't that's invent like them.
No, you don't have to invent.
But he
to
he
be...
come up with the he just like he this is his theory of what they do. It's not right.
Well,
I didn't realize that was on.
He's not necessarily right. This is just his theory, and all the science guys are sucking his dick over. Like, wow, that might be a possibility.
But that's how you find the truth in things. You come up with a theory and attempt to disprove it. Mm-hmm. It's scientific method.
Great. What has it done? What has it done for anybody? Nobody. Nothing. Why don't you get...
He's getting fired up again.
No, it's like invent a bigger tomato for people, for poor people to eat. I don't know. At least you could say
different fields of science.
Yeah.
Well, he picked the wrong field. He didn't do anything with his
astrophysics over botany. Should have been a botanist.
Should have been a botanist.
Like Matt Damon in that movie, growing potatoes in space.
Yeah, that's yo. If you're growing potatoes in space, that is leaps and bounds more than what he's done with his life. And the only reason why he's so fascinated with the stars is because he's looking that way. All right.
He can't help it.
Yeah. So fuck him. All right.
Man, that guy's a hero just for not driving that chair off a cliff.
What
you
know?
He dealt with adversity. You can't
the
even appreciate
reason why
that.
He's living is because you guys sucking at his teeth that he's so fucking boss.
He
like,
could,
I'm
you
so
know.
Smart. Look at these plebs.
He's downright bullying now.
Yeah.
He's fucking driving his little fucking ride.
You,
fucking...
you threaten to lay the man down and fart on him.
Yeah,
this is hate.
This is for the rest of us. Drop a brick right in his chest.
What do you got against smart people?
Nothing.
You're bullying
just
this
that
man.
That one guy.
You're bullying this man.
He is a shell of a person.
What?
Oh no!
Attacking the crippled people again.
Yep.
He's
low blow.
He attacks everybody when he drives by them. He's just like, look at these retarded little ape peon people. I'm a god amongst men.
Wait. Starting off 2016, right?
Up him on his high horse. Yeah.
Or low chair with the speaking spell. But
he wears a diaper. He doesn't have it all figured out is what I'm trying to say.
All right.
The guy's got nothing but time to think.
When you
really get down to it.
Mm-hmm.
His body's a prison.
Why did I survive this long?
Yeah, he's just looking at the stars talking like, well, maybe a black hole's just the void of anything. And maybe, I guess you could think about that kind of thing when you're not moving all day.
Oh, man. All right.
They opened a whole can of worms there.
Yeah. I thought maybe you have worked past it.
No. No, he's just as...
Yeah.
I'm supposed to
I'll tell you
better.
He's a genius. Vince McMahon's a genius.
Yeah, right.
He's a, first of all, yes, he's a billionaire, and he could use his pecker still. All right?
Presumably.
Would you rather be Vince McMahon or...
Probably Vince McMahon.
Okay, would you rather be...
Capable.
Would you rather be yourself or Stephen Hawking's?
Obviously, you myself, but, you know.
All right.
Stephen Hawking's at my age? Like, do I have to age 40 years?
Yeah, Stephen Hawking's the second he was done in that chair. So he's like 25, 28 years old, whatever. Well, yeah, you I'm could good actually now. Lose a couple of years.
I'm good. I'm good where I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I'd rather.
He's not all that, guys. He's not the big deal. You're not. You're willing to not.
No, I'm envious of his intelligence, not of his physical state.
Yeah.
No. But you can grasp the entire universe, guys. You can sit in that chair.
It boils down now. It's just that he's a crippled dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that you hate crippled dudes.
I don't hate crippled
Admit dudes. It. Mm-hmm. You hate the cripples.
No, not at all. I pity them. But he doesn't. Pity them. No, I do pity the crippled people. But
they him. Don't need your pity, sir.
Not right. Him, because he's like, I'm better than all of you. I know.
Where do you get this impression of him?
Do you know what a star
is? Did you
is?
Meet yeah. him in real life?
Did he
like,
slight you?
Yeah.
Did he run over your foot?
No, yeah. But I can look at his face on all those like Discovery Channel things. He's
his
like,
face?
He can't make facial.
No, but he's got that one face like, I'm so messed
up. Brian must have been picked on by a real smart guy once,
yeah.
And it just stuck with him. He's probably wearing flannel. That's my theory.
Ain't no one smart ever wore flannel, Pete.
Chris Hardwick in a flannel pushed him on the ground while reading a book, and all of Brian's hates were born that day.
If Chris Hardwick pushed me to the ground, the next part of the story would be I got up and punched him in his stupid face.
You must have been a small child that just traumatized you.
No, I have no
like
problem.
A crippled dude hits
no
you or something.
I have no problem with real people that add things to society, but don't act like that guy did anything.
He did some shit with his life.
Yeah.
But what? Would he roll from one place to the next with spreading his theories?
That's more than most of us have done.
Yeah.
No, I've walked places.
So is he.
All right, so I've done the exact same thing. I've walked places and spread
But your theories,
theories
are like, fuck the dude in the chair.
Yeah.
I think he's looking down on me.
Okay.
Theory on the delicious pizza toppings.
The only thing is... The only thing,
will Gouda work on a pizza?
Yeah.
The only thing is between what I think and what he thinks is you can't consider my shit theory. It's fact.
No, you have guys, this wild theory that fucking Stephen Hawking is sitting on his golden chariot looking down on you as a peon.
Oh, he definitely does. And then you bring his book there that you know that he knows you did not read. Can you sign this, Mr. Hawking? You're so cool. I love your wheelchair.
I love this version of Stephen Hawking, actually. Yeah. He's just like, you mortal. You pathetic cretin.
He's an ego.
You're a Neanderthal, sir.
He's an egomaniac. That's why his movie was called The Theory of Everything.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
He's a narcissistic.
He was definitely beat up by a scientist. We can agree on that, right, Luke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The dude in a lab coat hit him.
He had a pocket protector and everything.
Called him a pussy once.
Smack him in the head with a protractor.
One of these days I'll have a podcast and I'll show all you smart types.
Oh, man.
Sure. Okay. Let's move on from Stephen Hawking.
In related, I guess, clips, talking about Space Jam. Here we go. How the fuck you go from riding on a lawnmower to underneath it?
Trying to catch him right there.
Listen, obviously you hit a divot.
A divot?
Fucking...
What kind of divot?
I don't know. Shit got real, bro. You seen Space Jam?
You seen Space? That has never been said. Shit got real, bro. You seen Space Jam?
Right.
I feel like I have to say that every day of my life now. For everything. Like, you break up with a boyfriend. Shit just got real. You seen Space Jam?
Yo, man.
And then he just goes like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like that, huh?
They were trying to catch him riding dirty, man. He just wouldn't have it.
Oh, shit. What the fuck does that mean?
Same thing as Chitch just got real. You saw Space Jam.
That made a lot more sense than you've seen Space Jam.
No, I'm still referring to you've seen Space Jam. I'm still on that.
Yeah, my memory is fuzzy, but I don't think any lawnmower accidents occurred in Space Jam. No,
the Monstars were to blame.
Look, I hate to do this, but you're fired. You've seen Space Jam.
I have not seen Space Jam.
I hate to tell you this. It's not your kid. You've seen Space Jam.
Come on.
It's like just befuddling enough that it works for every...
Clearly, we all remember the scene where Michael's gone missing and Newman is digging by the hole. And they said, what are
That's
you doing?
That's a stretch.
And he said, I'm fixing a divot.
You've been dying.
Oh my god! You've seen Space Jam too much!
Excuse me, sir. You've been diagnosed with non Hodgkin's lymphoma. Watch Space Jam. It'll really clear things up for you.
The results are in.
Yeah.
You have AIDS. Space Jam. I would have accepted if you were like the guy was underneath the lawnmower and was like, "We need your help." and then the dude rescued him.
No, that clip was the shit. Yeah, you've seen Space Jam. How did that not catch on? We should have kept that going.
It got hashtagged for about like a week. You know, people were liking it, but eventually, like everything, you know, you got to make room for the new shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I miss Mikey.
Yeah.
Give us a Mikey update. What's he doing?
So, you know, he's living life. He's being alive.
That's good to know.
Breathing oxygen every day.
Breathing air, drinking water.
3 meals a day.
He lives a day 24 hours at a time. He sleeps for about a third of it, man.
His hair and fingernails are growing at a normal pace.
That's good to hear.
Eats up to 3 square meals a day. Tries to get the pyramid in, you know.
he's teaching at a better place.
Whoa. How to make sandwiches? Like, what do you mean?
Exactly. He's an instructor now.
He's a sandwich artist?
Yes.
They give the title at Quiznos as artisan.
Artisan.
Exactly.
He no longer just says, "Hi, I'm Mikey." It just says artisan.
So yeah. when the kids go in for their employee training, he's the guy they see.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't want to be heavy on the ham here, everybody.
Yeah.
That's how we do here in
Quiznos. Don't be stingy on the salami.
Right.
Well, pork is cheaper than chicken, so we're going to put a little extra on it.
And yeah, he's getting married soon, so.
Hopefully we can get him on in 2016.
Yeah. I bet you we will.
Yeah.
All right. This next one, I think, is another one of our Hulk clips.
Hulks are always welcome.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if they come from Britain or Jamaica.
Hulks around the world, I say.
Whoops.
She's white.
No, Scarlett Johansson's white.
Oh, that's Black Widow?
Yes.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping it was
really?
No, it's not like Black Panther or Black Dynamite.
Black She's Widow. White.
Black Lightning.
Yeah, so Black Lightning. These niggas liked it, and they weren't even paying attention.
Really?
Look, the Scarlett Johansson character.
I want to see another Iron Dude movie.
I like that Iron Dude. Up there with Mr. America.
Give me at least one of those and 2 Grunk movies.
What's a Grunk? The Hulk?
I think it's...
Grunk Smash!
The Indunkable Grunk, you know.
No, stop it. Winter Soldier was an awesome
That's a great
movie.
Fucking
That
movie.
Was an Winter awesome Soldier movie. When did you? How did you get on that? We're talking about the Undunkable Grunk.
You were like, yo, America guy.
Not in Hulk's
no,
house.
No, no, I said Iron Dude.
No, you said Mr. America.
No,
Mr.
America. Only, one of these niggas said that.
Only be fucking interpreted as Captain America.
Okay. The Undunkable Grunk.
Undunkable Grunk. Grunk Smash. The one thing I'm learning from these clips is you have really refined and grown to love the N-word to an art form.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the darkest one here. Winner of...
2 white guys, brother.
Yeah.
winner of the black quiz. The blackest guy.
I mean, I guess it kind of holds some weight because you beat one black person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The least black person.
To be fair, I was a Cornell grad, Bloomberg. She works for a good person now, I should say. Beep that.
I'll see if I can find
it. It's not a live show, Pete. Chill out.
Yeah.
Beep that.
But yeah, yeah.
I she works for beep. Like, oh my goodness.
I gotta represent, you know? Represent for all my brothers.
Really running with this thing.
He Googled it one day. He's like, is it okay if Latino people say the N-bomb?
Can Puerto Ricans say the N-word?
Oh, they can.
Not if you're Desi Arnaz type, but if you're more of a darker type, yes.
So, you know, not the Ricky Martins of the world, but, the, you know, the Fat Joes and the Big Puns.
Like, my roommate, EJ, can't get away from saying he's too light.
He's too light-skinned.
Light. You're like, all right, I mean, he might be part of
All right. We're talking about...
So that's how you see yourself, by the way? A Fat Joe or a Big Pun?
Less fat, but...
It's kind of weird. You just pick the 2 fattest Spanish dudes on earth.
They're the only rappers
that I know. He picked the
only
2 Spanish guys that had carte blanche to say the N-bomb that he knew of.
He could have gone like Pitbull, I don't know.
No, that guy sucks.
Yeah, he does.
That guy's terrible.
I got respect, yo. He's just making tons of money and banging bitches, so I'm cool with it. Oh, his music's kind of garbage, but...
His music's garbage. We can all agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, now that guy, what the fuck did he do to, you know, add to...
He made songs... catchy enough where girls went on the dance floor.
What did he do to improve the human race?
A lot of girls be
or our understanding.
A lot of girls be dancing naked to his songs.
Do they?
Yeah, you ever go to, I mean, if you've ever been to a strip club, they play Pitbull.
Oh, those girls will dance to anything.
They can do the same.
They pick their music, those girls. That's the one
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but if Pitbull didn't exist, it would just be...
Oh, no, he's an empty void. Like, yeah, sure. Like, the next guy would just do the same thing he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to hate on him.
I'm willing to say that Stephen Hawking has contributed more than to Pitbull? The human race.
Stephen Hawking never got Pitbull. No one laid, man.
He got himself laid.
Did he?
Oh, yes.
Do you think he got on top of somebody and did his deal?
No, he's definitely the bottom.
He's the come on, just stop it.
He's definitely, they can sit in that chair.
The guy can't crack a smile. You think he can get it up?
It's involuntary.
I'm, all right.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
People who are paralyzed in the ways down can still get a hard on.
Yeah. A little blue pill.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen Oz?
Bro, I'm sorry. He was laying pipe like a madman. My bad. Exactly. Probably listen to Pitbull though.
Okay.
He's like, thank you, Mr. Worldwide.
I like to think they're friends in some weird way.
I'm going to lay pipe now.
I can't think of a Pitbull song. What's a Pitbull song?
Like Gasolina, right?
No.
Is that him?
That's a 10-year previous him.
But that's still him.
No, that's Sean Paul. No.
Right? No, that's that reggaeton garbage. That's someone else, I think.
Whoops. Like, there are a dime a dozen.
That right? was the Ott version of Pitbull.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's Pitbull 04.
Yeah. That song's old at this point. So, yeah, that's like the 2004, 2003 version of that of whoever Pitbull was at that point.
Whoops.
I think I want to say 2004, 2003 version of him was Sean Paul.
Sean Paul?
Okay. Sean Paul.
Well, you know what? I'm not ashamed that I don't know shit about Pitbull other than I hate his voice. He's the guy who rhymed Kodak with Kodak.
An artist.
Yeah.
It's a wordsmith.
A lot of the rappers in general.
All rap now is awful.
Yeah. No. There's the underground rap.
Mainstream, I should say. Mainstream rap now is awful.
It's all about not content. It's just about like, okay, what do you look like? What's your dance moves like?
Mm-hmm. And it's saying like repetitive phrases over and over.
I don't know. I just like, you know, when I was growing up, like with rap groups, like even the Beastie Boys, okay, that was party rap, yeah. Right? But then you have like Run DMC, they were talking about life and the Hollis and shit.
Yeah. Watched, what's it called? Straight Outta Compton this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it good?
It's good. But my first thought was, God, rap music was better when criminals were writing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Not and I get, like Drake, a Jewish Canadian dude.
I get so much shit for being racist, bro. But that is one of the most racist comments I've
They're
ever
fucking dealing drugs in the movie. They're criminals.
Yeah.
They're the opening scene is Eazy-E running from the cops.
Hmm.
Okay, but they never got caught. That's not a criminal.
They got caught.
Not like for real.
If you believe that movie, every cop in L.A. is a screaming racist.
Probably, to be honest.
And I mean, how many rappers recorded their album from the joint, you know?
Sure.
Probably. So, you know, we like our rap from people who have lived the life.
Exactly. Well,
because it's like you want that.
Not pretenders.
Yeah, you got some shit to talk about.
Like, the three of us don't have a story like them to tell because we've lived regular lives.
It's just like in rock and roll. It's always better when they're on drugs and shit.
Rest in peace, Lemmy.
When they clean up. It's like, what is this bullshit?
Exactly, yeah.
Was it apparently the WWE Universe is really, really big on Lemmy because the Triple H jocked him so hard? And like they had a big tribute to his ass when he died this week on Raw.
Really?
They should.
Was it plenty of fake laughs?
No. Yeah, time to play the game. No, but Triple H wrote some like, he couldn't have wrote it. It was too whimsical.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, he wrote this whole big thing and it like almost brought a tear to my eye. I didn't even really like Lemmy like that. And I was like, that Triple H couldn't have wrote that shit, that fucking mook. There's no way.
He used to be Hunter Hearst though, so.
The Blue from, Blood, yes.
Yes.
The Blue Blood from Greenwich, Connecticut.
I think he might have tapped into that.
Yeah.
He might have.
He's a very... He's got a lot of levels. He's like an onion.
He penned it with a piece of parchment and a goose feather.
Sent it via Pony Express.
Yeah. it's kind of crazy that he died, though. Like,
he's 70.
He was that old? Yeah. I didn't think he was that old. He's like Ozzy's age and shit?
Yeah.
Shit.
He was an old dude who had aggressive cancer.
Yeah. I mean, Ozzy's foot in grave, you know?
Ozzy's one of those guys that, like, if he didn't die what he did in the 70s and 80s, he's cool.
No, because I mean,
Keith Richards type.
Yeah, he's just going to kind of go.
He's well preserved now.
Like, when he dies, no one's going to be like, wow, I can't believe he's dead. It's like, wow, I can't believe that, like, he lasted that long.
Oh, I mean, Dio bit it not too long ago.
Yeah, but again, that guy wasn't a super drug addict like those two guys.
But he was like the original Black Sabbath guy, right?
No, oh. Ozzy was.
No,
was
he replaced he? Ozzy in Black Sabbath.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Shittily.
I thought it was the other way around.
Nope. Ozzy was the first guy. Oh.
The only reason why Ronnie James Dio was even like known or popular is because he did that.
Oh, it wasn't and Holy Diver.
Holy Diver.
Rainbow in the Dark was kind of a jam, too.
I never heard boop, of boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop. It's just a rainbow in the dark.
Oh, the my God. The video was
really weird.
Is that where I had to go to get you to sing a song? Fucking Dio? And not even Holy Diver. It's like, Rainbow in the Dark by Dio. Rainbow in the Dark! Like, what?
He did the whole boop, yeah. Boop, boop, boop.
I just remember it because the video was nonsense.
You went through a period of watching Ronnie James Dio videos and critiquing them aggressively.
Yeah. They were bad videos.
They never got played. Who cares? The fucking Ronnie, did MTV ever play a Ronnie James Dio video or VH1 or...
Yeah.
This is pre-YouTube, too. Yeah. I don't know how you found this shit.
Yeah.
I think when MTV2 had just come out and they had, like, the metal show...
Never. The Ronnie James Dio was old at that point. The MTV was not trying to have any part of him.
Still. They played it, you know... It was awful. All right.
What's next?
We always talk about Brian's lifestyle and his questionable purchase history. And this is part of that.
Those things never bent.
Yeah.
That was the thing with him.
Well, when he was small, he just was a bobo and he couldn't have toys with little... He couldn't have toys with swallowable parts. So he got the Bendems.
The funny part is with the Bendems is once they broke, the metal skeleton would come stabbing out of it.
It was terrible. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Fucking give you tuberculosis.
I never owned a Bendem. I don't know what you're talking about.
He was too busy playing with his video game systems on his big screen TV.
I had rich toys.
Brian had a pony.
I was a Lego kid.
Brian had that typical rich kid train that goes out of his room somewhere.
The Richie Rich train.
Oh, man. Yeah, the big one.
It took him to the McDonald's and the West Wing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Brian's toy was a Richard Pryor-like guy.
Yeah. Oh, shit. They bought a Richard Pryor.
That was loosely based on my childhood. He wasn't funny. No. He was a black guy, though.
He didn't emerge from the piranha pit.
No. You're way more... King Joffrey than Kid from the Toy.
Right? He learned a lesson. You didn't.
All right. So
I was like, sing and dance.
Right. Oh, man.
Like Calvin Candy, man. I named him Mandingo Norris. It's like, fight!
You know, I was just thinking about, you say Mandingo fights.
You were just thinking about that?
Pokemon, right?
I often think of Mandingo fights.
Oh my god. Do Pokemon consider that Mandingo fighting?
Like, that has so many common things with Mandingo fighting.
All right, you know what I want now? I want a fucking Calvin Candy Ash and then, like, a Pikachu, like, Mandingo.
I mean, because if you think about it, man, you got these people who are catching these animals in the wild, right, against their will.
Storing them in tiny balls.
Yeah, tiny cages. Only letting them out to have mortal combat, where they light each other on fire
on
and
the
electrocute
real, they're, each other. Those Pokemon are cute and cuddly. They're the most hardcore animal ever really drawn up. Their whole thing is mortal combat.
Yeah. And you might have to go up against this fucking giant monster made out of rocks.
Oh my god.
And then they put you back in, and that's your whole fucking life.
Can you imagine if you're like a Bulbasaur and they just throw you out there to like a Charizard and you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Fucking put me back in that. I can't fucking fight that.
You gotta go until you're incapacitated.
What if I fight a dragon?
Yeah.
What did I do?
And then eventually you come down with Stockholm Syndrome.
Now, Ash, you and your Jimmy have to fight or you guys are in trouble.
Yeah. And that's it. Like, damn.
I would love
messed up existence.
I would love like the southern plantation dude being like, unleash your Bulbasaur and let's have a go.
Oh, you're trying to bring in a broccoli head in here, huh?
That Team Rocket's blasting off again.
Oh, Squirtle, huh? Come here, Water Jimmy.
Water Jimmy. It has racist names for all of them. Like derogatory terms for Pokemon.
It's like, like they just, if for whatever reason, they just call Poco, I was a Pikachu a nigga.
Like they cut through the bullshit.
Yeah, and they're just like, Then that's where everyone loses. They're like, whoa, now it's racist.
Why Pikachu?
Because I don't know. I think that'd be the funniest character in that.
It's like Pikachu looks like just super upset by it.
There are some Pokemon who look like black dudes.
Oh, what's the one?
Well, there's
a blackface.
There's the one chick who has like the big pink lips,
blackface, big drawn on mouth,
and super dark purple face.
They're straight out of Compton.
Oh, I actually know that in Japan it's a blackface.
Yeah.
They caught that when it came stateside.
But purple's still bad.
Purple's pretty bad.
Yeah.
There's a Straight Outta Compton, which is just a black guy with like Raiders gear.
Oh, man.
All right. Straight Outta Compton.
And this next clip, I think you got in trouble with Jill for saying the wrong thing.
TSCW.
Totally sexy colored woman. And it's like Foxy Brown and Zoe Saldana. You know, sexy.
TSCW, so we know who you're talking about. What it is.
Alex? You notice he didn't say his girlfriend.
It's the obvious sucker. We were all thinking Jill, if Jill's listening. But Brian was like, nah.
And he didn't have sex that week.
Did she ever hear that episode?
No, man.
That was promptly buried.
Yeah. So she doesn't even listen anymore, huh?
I gotta dig up some Courtney verbiage from Lou's mouth now.
Oh, no, you know, I'm very careful.
She listens to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I have to Frankenstein something up.
She sent a picture to my Facebook, as did a couple people, of a picture of Taco Bell guacamole.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you're not really wrong, but you're not really right. They do have it.
It's not
an off-menu item.
It's not front and center.
Yeah.
It's like you got to request it.
It's like if you ask them for it, they'd probably be like, manager, do we have guac? Like, yeah, it's in the fridge, man. Like,
so to all the people who sent me that, thank you.
Is that like a secret menu thing that all the places seem to have?
They don't put it. It's not like a sour cream where you're like, oh, can I get guac on my burrito? It's like they have chips and guac, and that's the only way that they give it to you.
Huh.
Super stingy with the guac.
You know what? It's probably cost a lot, like avocado, so they don't probably want to carry too much of it. It
probably doesn't work in that kind of fast food. You need a... What do they call like a Chipotle? That's not really fast food?
Well, they charge you $2 extra.
Which is fucking nonsense.
Oh, here's like a ice cream scoop of guac, $2. Like, whoa. Yeah. We're pretty much talking about avocados here.
If you tell them not to be stingy, they will give you extra.
Yeah?
Yeah. You just got to be commanding.
I'd rather go for the double meat than the guac, to be honest with you. Get more of that chicken.
Mm.
Get like no rice, double chicken, boom.
No rice?
The rice is just rice. Rice is just, you know, like I don't really get like too much from rice.
You live next door to a Chipotle, so I'm inclined to take your advice here. Mm-hmm. You seem to have it figured out.
That actually, you know what's funny? In my office, they have a Chipotle across the street, too.
Really?
So Chipotle is like at least a once a week type deal where I definitely eat Chipotle once a week.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's...
Well, EJ showed me the fact that if you get a bowl, and then for free, you could ask for four taco shells, up to four taco shells, and they'll give you another little pouch. So you can make two meals out of that if you want.
This is the kind of thing that EJ would spend his time thinking about.
I've never done it, but if you
like want... Like how to beat the system at Chipotle.
Well, you make much diesel or tacos. If you have the tacos there, the only problem with the tacos is that they just like, oh, you want chicken? It's like, they just throw it all around and you're like, oh, man.
Or you could go to the supermarket and for $1.10, you could buy like a 12-pack of taco shells.
Oh, no. Homemade tacos is better than any restaurant taco type thing.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
So, I'm just saying, you don't have to game the system.
No.
Chipotle doesn't have to be taken down a step so you can make a taco.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Liam Neeson's.
Pay attention. Nobody says goodbye.
You make it sound like we just gave you the red pill and the blue pill.
No, it takes me out because you'll have like somebody talking to their wife and then they just hang up. I'm like, I wish it was that easy to get.
They'd call you back immediately. Like, did you fucking hang up on me?
Yeah. What the fuck's your problem?
I'm cool with it though because do I really need an extra couple seconds every movie?
That's why they don't do it. That's what.
Love you, but usually the guys are just too cool for that.
Yeah.
I'm damaged goods. Click.
Like, Liam Neeson didn't say bye after he threatened a dude.
That doesn't...
The guy said good luck.
No.
That was pretty much
that
goodbye.
That was like... That's the one instance you don't take, like, cordial politenesses. Like, he just threatened that he was going to find him and kill him. I'm going to find you. I'm going to kill you. Goodbye, sir.
Talk to you soon.
Great.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Oh, wait. One more thing. Would you tell me where you are?
I'm going to find you anyway. This is just going to...
Can I have a hint?
Time saver.
Let's play hot and cold.
The Eastern European guys on the line's like, hello, are you still there? I think he just hung up on me.
Yeah. No, you hang up first.
I think this rude guy just hung up on me.
What a dick.
Just the director's cut.
He's gone off on his very specific set of skills.
He like comes there, he's like, I found you. He's like, you're the guy who hung up on me.
Just puts a bullet in
me. What a dick. Pop, pop, pop. You gotta definitely be nice on the phone, man. There's no room for being not cordial.
Yeah, if real life was like movies and people didn't say goodbye, you'd be like, the person's an asshole.
If you never said goodbye or hello, I'd be like, fuck Pete.
Yeah,
I'll text him.
What would really happen is you'd hang up, and then 4 seconds later, the person would call back and be like, what the fuck?
Did our conversation end? There was no period.
Yeah. Are you mad at me? What happened?
I'm sorry. All right, what's up next here?
This is part of your very well-documented love of sex bots.
Love sex bots.
This has been the year of sex bots.
I wish it was the year of sex bots. So you're talking about sex bots. 2016, the year of acting about sex bots.
I guess my question is, will Lou ever be hearing...
Wow, Lou, that was so bad. I too am unsatisfied.
I too am unsatisfied. And will Brian be hearing...
Well, Brian, that was awesome. You really know what a man likes.
Yeah, he did hear that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Would that count, though? Like, if you did a threesome with two dudes, you're not gay?
Two robot dudes, nope.
No?
No.
I don't know.
Just into robots.
I guess it depends on whether you're wearing a suit or not. You know?
That's a man, son.
You know what? Brian's been talking about sex bots, like, basically since we started podcasting.
Yeah, but he never mentioned female or male, right? Did he?
No. It's always been ambiguous.
First of all, you got to throw something out there for the ladies. We'll throw like a couple miles out there for the men.
throw a little pipe out there for the virtual fellas.
Ooh, very damaging.
Watching Brian listening to that clip, he was nodding in agreement the whole time with himself. Yeah, it's a fucking robot.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be like Caesar, man. Like ladling chocolate syrup on myself with my sex bot. I don't know. Take over the world.
And I will give Dan credit. He brings the sound effects.
Damn, Brian.
That, I laugh every time I hear that robot voice.
Yeah, man, and also, it's not gay if you bang a guy robot.
It is incredibly gay.
I mean...
There's
Brian's all about that chrome dick.
It's a bit, I don't know, why chrome?
I just imagine, I don't know, chrome works, right?
Fleshy tone, man. Fleshy tone. Yeah. I'm not trying to bang the Terminator without the skeleton, without the flesh.
Like you want that Terminator 3?
No. Wait. This is what you guys think I'm talking about? I'm talking like a fembot, yo.
Or no, manbot.
Manbot.
Even a manbot, yeah. But what,
so that's even more disturbing.
What?
One of them's fucking a robot. The other one's fucking a lifelike male robot.
It's like you having sex with a crash test dummy.
No. That's just bogus. Like, fuck along.
Like, hey, guys. You can take a lot of punishment, right?
No, that's too cartoony, man.
Their heads pop off when you finish.
No. It's got to be like a realistic, like, probably looking.
It's got to be a realistic dude.
Yeah. All right. Realistic dude. Like a Zac Efron type, you know?
Great abs.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Just great cheese on them.
Like, just not an ounce of fat on the dude.
All right, his next clip, I don't know what it is. Just says tits up.
Tits up.
Let's see.
Way through this. I believe Brian, we're up to you.
Yeah.
What is the definition of the word tit up?
Tit up? Man, that's just a good saying, man. It's just like you say to your boys, we're going out to the bar tonight, we're looking for bitches. Yo, tit up, my friend. Let's get these bitches.
Yeah.
It's a boob man's talk.
Yeah, yo. Ass down, tit up. It's time we get some big titties.
Ass down, tit up? Yeah, all right, that works out. I like it.
Ass down, tit up, baby.
Lou, tit up.
All right. Tit up. It's a NASA thing. When you're in zero G... Your tits just go flopping all over the place. They go tit up. You need your tit training.
Flex your pecs, Lou.
He's got a bad case of tit up.
It's on you. You're used to
You'll it. Never make it to the moon, Figueroa.
You're used to You're used to tits going down on Earth, but once you're in space, they're all over the place.
Yeah, it's the opposite sag.
Yeah.
It's the drag,
like,
from the
drag.
The drag. That's from why gravity.
People
in space
think,
nobody could hear you motorboat. Yeah.
People think it's misogyny. That's the reason that most astronauts are male. No, it's because tits get into women's faces.
But no,
we're in for a landing. I can't.
Put misogyny to the side. The reason most astronauts are male is because, like, if you're an astronaut and you're just like, you look to your left and there's a chick there and you're like, Jesus Christ, I'm gonna die.
Let me just say, you can't say put misogyny aside and then say some shit like
this
that.
This isn't Barbie's dream house, babe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This has got a lot of moving parts in it.
Whoa.
Spaceships have like a million moving parts in it.
Jesus, I could use that clip for that dumb trailer. On space talk.
Jesus Christ, we're gonna die.
Some broad's driving the thing.
Oh, no. Captain Chung. Oh, she's a bitch. Get me out. They click, click, click. Get me unbuckled from this piece of shit. This rocket to death. I'm not trying to get Sally Ride up in this motherfucker.
Oh, shit. That's who you blame for that?
Just saying.
First woman in space.
You didn't see Neil Armstrong blowing up. He walked on the moon.
That's fucked up. Actually, what? Too soon? No, it's fine.
It's like, space travel had been going on for 20 years when Sally Ride went up. They was like, well, let's send a bitch up, you know, for publicity.
Yeah, shits and giggles.
Boom! She probably was like, when they're going up, they're like, oh my god, there's someone coming on your ride. And then the guy was like, ah! You're going too fast!
She nagged it to a horrible end.
She was bitching the entire time. The astronauts were like, I'll turn this motherfucker around. They never tried that before, and when you're going that fast and you pull the fucking the steering wheel a certain way, it just blew up. It just.
I like your theory.
Nice. Alright, this next clip, just some ridiculous shit Brian used to do in his youth. Parts are just falling off my car.
It's like this guy's car might straight up crumble.
Yeah. So I was having a
laugh. I run over a body?
Yeah.
He's panicked as fuck because of the arm that was hanging underneath the wheel arch.
I actually, as a teenager, my family told me to get rid of a mattress. And like a moron, I just threw it on top of my hood, and I drove a van, and I just drove down my block, and the thing instantaneously like fell off my car hood. I'm sorry, my car roof, and then went, and this car was right behind me, and the car drove over it and got islanded on it. And like I was just like, oh, just hit the fucking gas, and I was out of there. I was like, you know how my block was a circle?
Yep.
I just turned right on the circle and went home. It was like some like S2000. It was like a Honda sports car. It just got island on it. See, like, you know how people freak when you like fender bend them? Like, yeah. I couldn't even handle the guy's freak out. He was about to have to me.
Enjoy your mattress.
Why?
I got rid of it.
I guess.
That's one way to do it.
I gave it away.
Wow.
It was a gift.
Is that the first time you ever tried to transport something? Oh, goodness, man.
That story. That's a great fucking story.
The guy you could see in the rearview mirror, he's just like freaking. He's like,
I like to think he's one of our few fans who's listening to this. It's, that motherfucker.
I drove a Honda S2000. I got islanded in the bottom mattress.
Oh, man.
That's the best story. I love that story so much.
I have one more, like, kind of funny story like that. When I first started driving, I was zipping down this pylon road, which is, like, a pretty busy road.
Big road.
I cut off a guy, and right as I'm, I cut him off, I see that the light just turned red. It's, like, solid red. There's a truck coming into the lane, and I hit the brakes. So like I cut into this guy right in front of this guy and hit the brakes on him. And he was like, ah, and he hit the brakes, and I just see in my rear view mirror when we're stopped at the light, him fucking punching his fucking steering wheel, like giving me the finger, cursing at me, freaking out. Like I ruined his entire morning. One of the best days of my life.
Damn. You were trolling in traffic.
That was pre-trolling, yeah. When you didn't have the internet like up as it is
you just
now.
Had to upset somebody manually.
You know what? It took a lot more back in the day. A
lot more effort involved. Yeah.
Now I just type a racist comment in on a stream of comments on YouTube, and I can get my kicks out of that. But
you're one of those guys.
Nah, I don't comment on dick. I read the comments though. I do like reading the comment threads and seeing people fight with each other.
So, over, like, ridiculous shit. That's one of my favorite parts of Reddit.
Oh, my God. Like someone be like, oh, man, like, I love Texas. Like, I'll watch a video about, like, I don't know, the Alamo. And somebody like, oh, man, I love Texas, blah, 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 blah. And then one guy just coming like, Texas is fucking garbage. Oklahoma forever. And, like, those two people will have, like, a monster fight on the fucking thread.
I like the Oklahoma loyalists.
Red River rivalry.
Oklahoma rules!
All right, this next bit, I believe, is, I guess, KZ giving advice? Let's find out. Yo, you got to bring that energy throughout the whole song, though, man.
Yeah?
You started out on top, like, yo, it's your boy KZ in the house.
And then it and turned then it, into this.
And then it, yeah. It's just, like,
yo, man, I rap
and
like Snoop.
Like, here comes the battle crap.
And you ended it as if you were walking down a long hallway away from us, where you're like, we did it this time.
Yeah. I faded it.
I thought you were just...
I was like, effect, fade, yeah.
It sounded like you were recording it. We'll try not to wake up somebody.
Yeah.
Who's in the same room.
I'm not trying to wake up. Like you were holding a newborn baby.
I was, because you never know. Being the second best rapper, KZ's always got to watch out for that fucking Top Gun. He might catch your ear of what I'm saying, so I got to kind of rap a little low. All right.
You're dying for us to ask who that first gun is.
Feeder.
Yeah.
You're a good hype man.
Oh, man. Yo, when is KZ coming back out of retirement?
We haven't heard from KZ in a while.
Yeah.
Except for the creepy-ass mannequin that's staring at us at all times.
Well, I mean, he'll come... When Gotham's at its worst, that's when he'll rise to the challenge and be at his best. All right. He's not the rapper that you deserve. Wait, we'll have the thing go. It's like...
Not the one you need, it's the one you deserve. Mm.
When it's time for him to come back, it's time for him to come back.
I remember that day recording that. Brian literally left the room and came back in a jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, you got into character.
Mm-hmm. I did.
You still wear that KZ hat.
No, it's... Oh, the KZ hat. Yeah. The actual KZ hat, yeah. Was it Dan bought me a KZ hat for my birthday. It was awesome. Set number 2 on it.
All right, this is going to be the last of our way back clips, yeah. And this is just another one of our movie parodies that we wish happened.
We want to see black remakes of the childhood movies that we love, man. Can you imagine black Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Like Black Inn.
Yeah, man.
Blanny.
Black Gremlins. It's like...
Where's the don't feed him chicken after midnight joke?
It's like, nigga, give me my chicken. You only don't keep your chicken away from your
man,
Mogwai?
Mogwai was my slave name.
Okay. Admittedly, yo, that would have been awesome.
It's like, yo, Jamal, break me a piece of that watermelon.
You can, it's after midnight.
I didn't think these things talked.
But in this context, that's the most racist thing you've ever said.
I'd still pay to see that.
Black Gremlins.
Yeah.
Like, Gizmo walks up with, like, jeans, Tim's, and a poofy jacket, and he's like, yo, my nigga, let me get a Lucy. Get some of that fried catfish.
Spike would be all gangsta'd out.
Oh, my God, he'd be selling rock. You like The Wire, man.
I like this theory, though. The black versions of every
movie. If
there
was one thing that you, from your childhood, that they brought back in a remake that you want to see rebooted black-wise.
Ooh, good question.
What would you want there?
Maybe Harry and the Hendersons?
Black Harry and the Hendersons? Yeah. Instead of John Lithgow, I guess at this point it's Ice-T.
Yeah.
No, Ice-T, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, yeah.
It would be like the dudes from Friday, find a Sasquatch.
I'm in. Yeah. That's your pitch. That's your elevator pitch. Yeah. Done.
But the only
finance thing is, this movie.
The only thing is the Harry is just regular Harry again, but this time he's like slumming it a little bit, and he's like, the last house I was in, guys, was a little nicer. Like, he gets hit by an Impala instead of like a fucking
station
wagon.
Cut to obligatory scene in every black movie where they're at the party scene and the chick's dancing on him.
By the end of the movie, though, he's wearing jeans with his underwear showing, like, and then just like a bunch of bandanas tied up on his arms, drinking 40s.
he's been initiated.
Selling weed and rock.
That was the best answer I could have hoped for. I want to see that movie. I would watch the fuck out of that movie.
Pete, any black remakes or anything from your childhood?
Ooh, good question. I don't know. Weekend at Bernie's?
A black Weekend at
Bernie's? Black Weekend at Bernie's.
It's like Kevin Hart and a taller, blacker guy. Who cares? Kevin Hart's carrying it. And then they just freak out. They just don't want to touch the body.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't bring him outside. They're just like, oh my God, he's dead. Ah! If Bernie Mac was alive... Actually, Bernie Mac's the corpse.
Bernie Mac's the corpse.
Dig up his corpse.
And Steve Harvey's the other black guy.
Yes, Steve Harvey's perfect for it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
See, we're onto something here. What about you? You got any others?
Black Ghost.
Ghost?
Yeah, black version,
though. I'm into it.
Whoopi Goldberg's a white nun, like the bitch from the Sound of Music. And like Demi Moore is like that bitch from Scary Movie.
Okay. Like, you know, I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? She was like in that Jamie Kennedy movie, too.
Right? Yeah.
And then I guess Patrick Swayze, the Swayze, Anthony Anderson, bro.
You go Anthony Anderson on that one?
Really? He's not a ladies' man.
Guy, I was thinking Jamie Foxx, personally.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's in the show Black-ish. All right.
There's a big ish in that.
Yeah. So he's... All right. So no Anthony Anderson?
He's got
to
be like
how about Anthony Anderson's the bad guy that tries to bang...
There you go.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy?
I like it.
All right, so who's the sexy, suave, black guy to be Swayze?
I was thinking Jamie Foxx.
You could put like a Denzel in there.
Denzel's a little old. He's a little old.
Okay.
At this point, he's like gray.
Yeah.
So like we'll put Morgan Freeman in there. Morgan Freeman's God.
Get an Idris Elba or something.
I like it. Idris Elba?
Yeah, that's my casting.
That's a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I think you got the good cast right there.
Yep.
Black Ghost.
Black Ghost. Mm-hmm. Blost.
But when he reappears, she's like, oh my God, it's a ghost! Freak out. It's not whimsical at all. They don't dance.
Who's there's no pottery scene.
All right, so who's going to be the dude on the train?
This is my train!
Oh my God. I guess just pick a black actor. You know what? DMX.
DMX.
Oh, you don't even have to really, like coach him too much on how to act. He's like, it's my train! Art!
I saw him in Top 5. That's pretty much what he does in movies.
Oh, the Chris Rock flick?
Yeah.
Is that any good, by the way?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
There's one segment that's stupid to me, but with the guy from Workaholics. But
which one? The guy with the long hair?
No, the tall dude.
Was
Durs.
Anders?
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of out of place. But other than that, funny movie. And it's worth it to watch DMX in a jail cell.
You know they're remaking all the Swayze flicks? Like
Point Break.
Remaking Black, man. Black Point Break.
Why not?
Yeah. Instead of jumping out of planes.
Well, what sports would those include?
What do you mean?
Because fucking Double Dutch?
Extreme sports are largely populated by white people.
They don't pretend.
It's like you're not going to see them snowboard in Black Point Break.
What are you talking about? It's like basketball. You know?
You're not going to see them surf.
No. He jumps through the air and dunks.
All right, so basketball and...
Football.
And 3-on-3 basketball. Slam dunk contest. What else?
To commit robberies and throw free throws. It's Point Break.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Their whole thing, their sport is robbing.
Well, I forgot they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, as far as sports...
And they're not, like, they have no rules. It's not, like, 1 minute in and out. They're just, like, boom, just, like, reckless robbing, like, pa-pa, putting two shots.
They're all wearing Obama masks, just so go full black.
You know what they could do is go bobsledding.
the traditional Jamaican sport.
Yeah.
If John Candy taught us nothing else.
Yeah.
Yo, if we're remaking black, if we're making white movies black, who is Black Roadhouse?
Black Roadhouse. See, that's a whole different.
Billy Blanks?
No.
He tie bows people right out. Fucking Billy Blanks slashing some dude's throat out.
Yeah. He came up with a title that got rejected. His title was Shooting Blanks.
Shooting Blanks.
I don't know. Ooh, maybe, Black Roadhouse? Maybe that kid
the guy
plays the Falcon or something.
Oh.
Anthony Mackie?
Yeah. I was going to say Creed.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
That kid's all
right. I like the Creed.
He's okay. It's a good fucking
movie.
It's an awesome movie.
This is going to sound weird. I don't like his face. He's got these, like...
It's not mahogany.
What are you doing?
He's got these fucking, like, jowls that won't go away no matter how thin his face is. Like, he's got fucking acorns shoved in there like a squirrel. And they don't go...
I wish there was a visual element
and,
to this show.
And I can't stand looking at his face.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's him and
so
Channing.
Wait, you Channing don't like...
You
don't
here's like the thing, though. I think that kid can act. He just has a face I'm not keen on looking at.
You don't like Michael Jordan. I'm sorry, Michael B. Jordan because he's his got face. Some type of thing with his cheek.
Yeah.
Because he's not visually perfect to you.
He's got like this fucking, you know, droopy dog jowls.
One of those things. You're not going to be able to unsee it now when you look at him.
Yeah. And it's just, it's weird. I'm like, eh, I don't want to look at
him. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking
so
about.
So we're out on Michael B. Jordan being Black Roadhouse.
Hey, we can get the other guy from the Avengers.
He's I like
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, throw him in there.
I just don't buy.
I don't think he
badass.
Has. I don't think he has the edge.
Nah, like he doesn't have that badass. Like,
well, Michael B. Jordan wasn't a badass until Creed. So
yeah,
what, you know, even though he's old, Snipes,
Wesley Snipes,
put Snipes in Black Roadhouse, man. Do I think it. I think he would whip ass in Black Roadhouse.
If we were like in '94, he'd be perfect.
Oh mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, one last question. If you had to rename White Man Can't Jump into something else, and to make it like the making fun of black people version of that?
They can't swim?
Black Man Can't Swim.
Yeah. Black Man Can't Swim. It's like, they got the guy from the Olympics, what's his face? The guy
Michael smoking. Phelps.
You got Michael Phelps, and like, no. They get the black guy, and he hustles all the white guys because he's,
yeah.
He can fucking swim like a
competitive dolphin. Swimming.
Yeah. He goes down to the Y, and he's just, he's sitting there doing doggy paddles.
Like, wait for people to like race him,
mm-hmm. And he's dressed in the goofiest like 1920s swimsuit.
He's in a onesie.
Yeah. He's in a swimsuit
with the stripes,
and they're like,
and a cap.
Yo, you want to race for money? Sure, I'll race for money. And then he's sitting there like a dolphin, like doof.
You got to animate him swimming like that too, like yeah. Leaping out of the water.
Yeah, he gets like air. He gets like 2-3 feet of air into his jumps.
This is we're onto something here. I would watch the fuck out of that one too.
Alright, so what's up next here?
All right, so we're going into our mid-show break.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back with the final Balderdash card that I hold in my hand. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show. All right, we are back. Let's play this Balderdash.
Time to put your kids in the past, in your past now. We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
Alright.
Time to put your kids in the past.
In the past now.
We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
Cheers to you, Pete.
Cheers to Balderdash.
Cool. The guy who made that tune is a fucking genius.
You know? Thank you forever, KZ.
You credit that as a KZ? That's like a KZ official?
No. I just want to say my name. Like, thank you, bro. That'll be better for us, Casey.
All right, again.
Blue added the love to it, though. It was like,
the backing vocals are dynamic.
I thought it needed a little oomph.
Yeah. So starting next week, we're going to start throwing shit against the wall and see what sticks for our new game. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we've done Boulder Dash for a year now?
Maybe even over that. I don't even remember when we started it.
It's been a bit, so we need to give it a little breather.
We'll get a hefty amount of news next week. We might have to...
We know you ain't singing nothing. Like, play that game.
Ooh my God! No, you should sing something foul about it at someone in the at least Kenny.
Just a new song about Ken every week.
All right. We're only going to do one card tonight too, so this is a
quick
little weaning off of the game, but
just a taste.
Wet the beak a little.
Who won last?
Dan won. I got second place. Motherfucker.
You were catching so much hate for every answer, and then you completely creamed them in the points.
Yeah.
You lost to Dan.
Yeah, but I creamed you.
You and Kenny, we're going hard.
Yeah. But every time you two get together, oh, that sucked. Oh, that was terrible. Here's my answer.
I'm sorry, did you win, bud?
I beat you. I beat you.
Whoever, you're the first loser. Who cares?
So you came in dead last?
Oh, I had time.
Yes.
For oh, who even cares? I don't even know. Yeah, I came in dead last.
All right, so, Lou, since you won spiritually...
That's right.
You pick who goes first.
Let me just see what order the questions come in. One, two, three.
It's around about
all right, so I'll let Katz go first. Yeah.
Okay. Word to define?
Yes.
Ascolia.
It is a, I guess it'd be a Holland dickhead. Like, wherever they have
like that. Like, that's how you say it in Dutch?
Yeah, it's, you know, the Ricola. It's that's how they call a guy a dickhead up there. It's like,
they blow that big horn.
Yeah, like, bah.
Ascolia.
Whoa, there's a dickhead in the next town, man.
We've just been informed. There's an asshole three kilometers away.
What's his name?
Bill. Bill the Dutchman. Mm-hmm. All right, Lou. Ascolia.
Ascolia is the Italian sexual fetish where one person will shoot something like penne out their asshole and the other guy catches it in his mouth.
It's the weirdest fucking thing you've ever come up with.
I don't know.
It's a gay act involving pasta?
You were down with the Ascolia? Sure.
The sound effect. Yeah. Now I'm picturing it and I'm very mad at you.
Yeah. Is it hard pasta or wet pasta?
Imagine it has to be
pre-cooked. It has to be the cylindrical.
It has to be like style. A penne.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Like a bullet. I'm saying, is it hard or is it soft pasta? Is it al dente or what?
It's got to be al dente.
It's not true Italian pasta if it's not dinner.
Only the best.
Hard, tight, big ziti, a little noodles. Yeah.
That's how you know someone's not true Italian. It's like, oh, you want to use angel hair? Get the fuck out of here.
Fusilli, what are you, a sadist? Yeah.
It's like do I look like Tramp from a Disney movie?
Your butt pasta's wet and mushy. I don't like it. We got a little Irish in you.
Butt pasta. As weird as that answer was, I'm giving Lou that point. That one was a little too weird. All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Who is Joe Pujol?
All right, Joe Pujol. Obviously.
I don't know if it's Pujol, but I like Pujol better.
Okay. Joe Pujol was the first guy to literally tear his asshole from a giant shit. First one on record.
Legendary.
Size of a football.
Thick as a Coke can.
I just realized I never gave you what an ascolia actually is. It's a sporty dance in which a dancer hops with one leg upon a greased wineskin.
What?
I didn't make any kind of sense.
A sporty dance in which a dancer hops with one leg upon a greased wineskin.
You got served, yo. I just scolded you.
I can't even picture that bullshit.
I don't know what a greased wineskin is.
Yeah.
I don't know what a sporty dance encompasses.
A sporty dance? I mean, you wouldn't.
Like the nene?
Watch me nene. I don't know. It's probably like the Macarena or something. I don't know.
That's not very sporty.
No. It's awful. That's a war crime, that fucking dance.
Ah! It's a war crime. It's what all those Mexicans did at the Alamo every morning before they like shot
cannons. They just stood out front Macarena'd.
Yeah, I forget the name of the general.
How much better would fucking that Lord of the Rings movie be if instead of the stomping the spears they were just all Macarena'd?
Yeah, at the gates of Helm's Deep they're like, Macarena. Like, I don't know if they're playing around. What? The elves are just all confused. They leave. They walk right back out. They get in formation like, sorry, guys.
Yeah, we don't want part of this.
Macarena and orcs didn't sign up for that.
All right, Brian, you got to answer Joe Pujol.
Joe Pujol, he is a Mexican dude that he actually invented the dance, the Macarena, to be honest with you. It was Joe Pujol who did the Macarena.
Joe Pujol invented the Macarena.
Yes.
All right, so it's either the Macarena guy or the guy who ripped his asshole taking his shit.
Yeah.
Points for that round. I'm going to go for Lou on that one because that made me laugh. In reality, he was a 19th century entertainer who could fart the opening bars of the national anthem.
Hey, that's
French.
That's half national right. National anthem.
What the hell does the French national anthem even sound like?
We surrender.
We surrender. Please leave us be.
All right, now for one of the hardest ones I think we've ever had. Mm-hmm. What do the letters, Brian, I think we're up to you, mm-hmm. SSSS stand for?
SSSS? The Super Secret Silly Society.
Elaborate.
It's where you send the special people.
They just gave it a fun title.
Well, that's the quad S is what they like to call themselves. It's a bunch of handicapped people at home. It's not as happy as the sound.
Kind of dark, actually.
Yeah, they get every day when they get into their big van to go to work at Burger King, they're like, "Yo, SSSS guys, let's go. Let's make some Shamrock Shakes at Burger King or something like that." And they, yeah, man, they're just retarded.
Super Secret Silly Society? That was mm-hmm. it? I like it. Lou?
Alright, I'm going to say this is the name for a big gay party. It's Silly Saps Soaked in Suds. Where they just shoot bubbles everywhere and just lather up. And
silly. You don't have to reenact. Breathe heavy into the microphone like that. It's kind of upsetting.
So just a bunch of gay guys covered in soap.
It's just good, clean fun.
Yeah. Who said the gays were dirty?
Very clean.
They're not
clean
anymore.
I actually heard that they scrub their buttholes with toothbrushes. Get all the inside dirt out.
You want to get those crevices. Mm-hmm.
They use like the
very important
baby bottle cleaners.
And you know they're using ADA-proof toothbrushes. They're not trying to go against the doctor's orders.
Using a sonic brush.
A sonic hair.
Yeah.
They call it butt hums.
Butt hums.
Yeah.
Feel the clean.
So Lou gets the point for Silly Saps and Suds or whatever the fuck it was.
Silly Saps and Suds is mm-hmm. like a 19, like a vaudevillain like thing.
Yeah. Silly Saps and Suds. Lou.
Yeah.
Movie. I need the plot to It's a Small World. Mm-hmm. Oh, and what do you think? SSSS. Society
Nazis.
For the Scientific.
Really hardcore.
Yeah. Double Nazis.
Double SSS.
It was the first time.
They got four lightning bolts.
It's two lightning bolts with like a squared.
It's the first time a conjoined twin joined up with the SS.
It's like, should we rock four lightning bolts? Too many lightning bolts, guy. Yeah. We just put the two there to indicate that it's squared. It's four lightning bolts.
Mega Nazis. That should have been the answer. Hmm. It's actually the Society for the Scientific Study of Sex.
Okay.
It's a Small World.
They should have added a different letter in there somewhere.
Yeah. Like the Association.
then it's his ass.
Guys like Tyson can't fucking join that.
The thighs are the thick.
Kick him out. Can't have this guy be in there. Confuse people.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
All right. Let's get Stephen Hawking in here. That guy speaks perfect English.
Perfect English. True gentleman.
And he lays the pipe.
He lays some serious pipe. And he looked down on those meek-minded commoners.
He is a fleshy R2-D2. Fuck him.
People love R2.
Yeah,
you got a problem with R2-D2?
That's no.
He's a national treasure.
The only difference between him and R2 is people generally like R2-D2. And I'm actually being mean to R2 at this point. Beep, boop, boop, beep. I love you, my man.
It's a small world.
Okay.
Movie to you.
This is a documentary about the indentured servants that used to have to work at the first Disney park. Before, it wasn't animatronic, you know, robots doing the It's a Small World ride. It was legit slaves.
Like pulling marionettes?
They were just fucking tilling these fields that had no crops, man. You know? Like, let's get these two black people. Let's get these two Eskimos. You know, chopping up igloos and shit. Whatever the fuck they do. Making blubber nuggets.
Blubber nuggets? Whatever the fuck those snow
and they
Mexicans
were all
do.
All property of Walt Disney.
It's a small world.
It's a small world. It's the tale of the uprising of the Pokemon, where they start in their small world of their Pokeball, and they rally against the evil plantation owner type fucking Pokemasters, and they get their freedom. They're like, we will no longer be your Mandingo puppets.
It's like Amistad.
No.
12 years of Pokemon.
12 years of
Pokemon. 12 years of Pokemon.
All right, if we're turning like 80s movies into black movies, now we're turning black movies into Pokemon movies. So I can't wait to see A Haunted House starring Pikachu.
Oh my god, the color yellow. Pikachu.
The color yellow. 12 years of Charmander.
A Pokeball in the sun. Just a bunch of... what was it the thing again? What was it called originally?
It's a small.
So it's a small world. Yeah, it's the Pokemon Uprising movie. Okay.
Not as good as Squirtle Unchained, but
Squirtle Unchained.
All right, points for that round. I'm gonna go for Lou on that one because that made me laugh. I like to think it's a small world because Brian finds out that Stephen Hawking is like a distant uncle.
Wouldn't change my. It's not like he's super rich or something like that. Like,
but now you have to pretend to like him so that you can inherit his
money?
He's
got money, man.
Not like epic money. I think my family's got an equal amount of money as Stephen Hawking.
I don't know, man.
I mean, the
book sales.
The book sales. Who bought that? Stop.
Every like new documentary.
They have a movie made
out.
About him.
Yeah.
Did they make a movie about you?
You think he got the rights to that?
He probably got a chunk of
that sentient being.
They were using his name, his likeness.
Oh yeah.
Well, he should get some type of residual for the R2-D2 character.
Back on that.
And that's serious money.
That's mm-hmm. good money. I would like the chunk of that.
Mm-hmm. Every Halloween, if I was him, I'd go in blue and white. I'd be like, just paint me blue and white. Or I'd be like,
what you can't see is that Brian is blinking.
Yeah.
In Morse code.
I think he says he wants to be R2-D2. Is that right, Steven? Whatever. Who gives a shit?
All right. Let's do the final balderdash question. Yeah. Brian, you start. In Christiansburg, Virginia, it is illegal to imitate the sound of a blank.
A Jew.
What does a Jew sound like?
Oi!
Arrest him!
Yeah.
How, he got some schmear?
Schmear. You can't schlep. Mm. You can't put schmear on anything.
No one's a mensch in Christiansburg.
I didn't even do the Christiansburg math until just now.
Oh, you thought it was just random?
I thought it was just Jew hate.
No.
Typical Brian.
Do you know that I'm a double SS, right?
I forgot, just so you know, It's a Small World is a little person escapes to a carnival, works as a shoe shine, and then becomes a pickpocket.
It's the story of any midget. Shoe shining and pickpocketing is what they're known for. One of them can act, and that's the end of it.
I love this.
They can stand up and shoeshine you.
Yeah, they don't.
If you're sitting down on one of those things, they
one of those those high chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's their usual occupation: a shoeshiner and or pickpocket,
and or deliverer of delicious cereals with marshmallows.
They make cookies, I hear.
Keebler.
Yes. Build toys.
If you rub one's head, you also get to make a wish.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, that
you, it's fact. Appropriate to tousle their hair if you ever meet one.
Do you know what's fucked up about being a midget? You got to look at buttholes and genitals.
Oh, you must smell all the farts.
Yeah, they actually have heightened noses because of how, like, you know, like Daredevil got his special skills because he's blind.
Right.
Being dumb short like that, they have special nose skills. They're smelling all types of crazy smells because they're lower to the ground.
Like bloodhounds.
Yeah. They can never not attack you from downwind.
Is that why bloodhounds have that intense nose power?
Low to the ground.
Yeah.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. This is evolution.
Yeah.
This is the kind of scientific theory that Stephen Hawking would never come up with.
Right.
By the way, it's official. Their favorite song in the club is Get Low.
He's talking about me.
Get low, whoa, whoa.
All right, Lou, you got to answer. In Christiansburg, Virginia, it is illegal to imitate the sound of a what?
The sound of Richard Dawkins. Can't repeat anything that guy says.
Not in Christiansburg.
No. Public enemy number one.
Who is Richard Dawkins again?
Famed atheist writer.
Yeah, he's the guy anytime there's anything Christian, like, that's bullshit. He says it a lot nicer than I do and with an English accent.
Yeah, he's very pleasing to listen to.
I'm paraphrasing.
You walk into that thing, you're like, God is a myth. And they're like, get him!
Yeah.
I like this guy, Richard Dawkins. All I know is about him that he hates on that. But he should be in the haters ball. If he's just like, anytime like someone says anything, he's just like, oh, well.
Bullshit. He's an evolutionary biologist that by trade, but he also wrote The God Delusion, which is a damn good read.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he dresses up in a pimp outfit and just hates on people.
I would love him so much.
You are the stupid, sir, to believe any of this.
He just fucking, no matter what you think, he just debunks it.
I think that's why he gets so much hate, because he basically does that. But he does it so nicely that you can't really...
He sounds very...
He does it very politely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's British. They're very, you know, it's like, they're just polite by nature, you know?
Yes, it's a very soothing accent.
It's hard to get mad at him.
You're right.
Lou, I appreciated that answer, and I enjoyed it. You made me laugh. Make Lou our winner. So, for the time being, until we play this game again, Lou, the reigning champ.
It's not about how many you won, it's who won last year.
That's right. I'm the greatest. I'm the funniest. Brian, you know, not so much. Word around the street is his dick don't work anymore, but what are you going to do? One fair and square. I'm the Bullet Dash champ now and forever, and that's all there is to it.
All right. So, this has been a real low-energy show.
In the butthole.
There it is.
We fucking blasted that.
I was laughing my fucking ass off at that. It just kept creeping up over and over again.
I don't even know why we kept going with, like, Lou's name and, like, drugs and fucking... And now, oh, because that's what you were signed
conceived
by.
To.
Yes, yes.
It's like Louis Colt 45 Figueroa.
Louis Bud Red Figueroa.
Lou was catching...
Well, yeah, I'd eat with my butthole.
Fires back! Don't mess with DJ Gumdrop Buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Pac-Man with my... I'm sorry, I'm like Pac-Man with my butthole, bro. I'm like...
You shit out your mouth like South Park?
Nah, it's a myth.
That's a myth.
It's a myth. This doesn't happen. I wouldn't want to. If that was the case, I would stop eating out of my butthole. Ooh, not for me.
Well, I think that's it.
Yeah. All right, so it's
like I said, low out. Energy show, but I'm massively hungover from yesterday. So
first show of the year.
Next week we'll get back to regular format.
We've been doing this such a long time now that we're lazy. It's like our last show and first show were just, you know, clips of the...
Clip shows.
Yeah. Clip shows.
A.K.A. we've done this for 3 years.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know the shit. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Facebook, PIB Comics.
Yeah.
PIBcomics.com. Don't have to repeat it every episode.
Next week's going to be pretty fun, just trying to see all the new things we come up with.
Yeah. So, homework assignment this week. Let's get to thinking.
Yeah. I have a bunch of stuff that I'm just going to try to do.
Okay.
All right. So, well, and hopefully you guys come up with a couple.
We'll come up with some ideas.
All
right,
cool.
So, yeah, that's it.
All right, so, take it out,
for myself, Brian, and Lou, close the door behind you.
I've got a slit, might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out, that's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes, you'll remember me. Send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and it's bitch, so remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch.